nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
I will never let you go, Jacob, unless you bless me. Get violent about this thing. I will never let you go unless you bless me. That's prayer. One of our brothers put his hand in between his two legs. And he started praying. And he asked, is there light? Is there rain? He said, nothing. Everywhere looks dark. Nothing is happening. Sometimes you pray, it's as if there's no result. Persistence. He put again. Go ba 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 ba. Any show? No show. Any show? No show. But sometimes when you pray, God give me a life partner. Even in relationship with her, you need that one. Something tells me that God has. And he was like, check. I have prayed, rain should fall, then no rain. But did he give up? He went the second time, the third time, the fourth time, and at the fifth time, it changed. So it changed. The Bible says, pray without ceasing. You have made a request in the past. Why give up? Pray. Lord. Lord. My Father. My God. I like Jabez. Jabez says, Lord. Lord. What was the prayer of Jabez? Enlarge my coasts. Enlarge my coast. I don't want to be a local champion. I don't want to be a local champion. Enlarge my coast. Colossians chapter 1 verse 11. We are talking about prayer as a spiritual exercise for strength. We need to be strong in a time like this. We need to be very strong in a time like this. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Essence of prayer. Colossians chapter 1 verse 11. Okay, let's go to our reader again. Message, let's hear you. Colossians chapter 1 verse 11. Praise God. We are praying too that you'll be filled with His mighty, glorious strength. That you'll be filled with strength. That is the strength that will make you very strong. Unbreakable. That will make you very, very strong. What kill others will not kill you. I'm sorry to say it here, I've said it before. That up to now, I don't know my genotype. The first day I knew my genotype was that I just asked somebody, say, what is the best genotype? What's the best? That was the day I had my genotype at A. So I should have the best. I have the best genotype. Why? Because the blood of what is inside of me is the Spirit of the Lord. Inside of me is the Holy Ghost. My makeup is of the Holy Ghost. I'm born of God. I'm born of God. Out of my belly flows what? Rivers of living water. God wants you to be strong, not a weakler. Oh, this is my headache. Oh, this is my this one. Oh. No, you're not a weakler. Elisha died. After death, his bones were still strong. He had the miracle the bone did. Yes, God bless you. After death, his bones were still strong. He's not an ordinary person. You don't just cast viruses like that. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Vibes of the devil can't catch you like that. Badness don't catch you like that. You are strong in the Lord. A time cometh, they have tried it in my place in the east. You know, before now, if you see, I'm not preaching against trousers, my wife wears. In the past, when you see one lady wearing trousers in the street, ooh, wearing trousers? Ah! Did it happen in your street? In the past then. But now, if you see one lady wearing skirt, it looks odd. Skirt? Scared? I'm not preaching against the other bad or good. But a time comes, they have tried it in on each other. Nakedness. You know, before, fashion was what you are putting on. But now, fashion is what you are not putting on. What you are not putting on, man. Just show us something. Show us. Why do you cover? Then you could, what you are putting on is fashion. But what you are not putting on now is fashion. That lady is fashionable. Check her. Maybe she's actually wearing some skimpy things. Oh, she's looking so skimpy, so skinny, so exposed. That's what they're telling her. She's looking for a phone. When time comes, I say it, that when you're wearing clothes, it becomes absurd, odd. Nakedness, you do. They tried it on each other. Some ladies, when they got to some phones, people were like, hey, abomination. They were only shouting for now. Darkness is coming. Something that we do now, 10 years ago, if they tell you we'll be doing it, you'll not believe it. How will a man, a guy, who is okay, feel that it's better I put my shirt, my jeans, down here? Sagging. Does it make sense? It doesn't make sense. But a man who is not strong, any wind of doctrine, but that the issue of wind of doctrine will carry you if you're not strong. That means you have to be strong in the Lord. You have to be, it's not non-negotiable. You have to be very strong. You must be very strong in your prayer life. You must have a consistent prayer life. You must have a consistent prayer life. As you behold him like a mirror, we are changed from glory to glory. The more you have communion with God, the more you look like God. Have you ever seen, I used to hear it, I don't know how true it is, but I tell you, I don't know. They said some couples, after a while, they start resembling. You heard it before. I have heard it in the past. That some couples, and I have seen some couples, after a while, they start resembling. Is it your younger sister or younger brother? The like when you have one in your place? Praise God. So the more you stay with God, the more you resemble God. Moses stayed with God one day and came out. His face was shining. That does not marry King. Does not marry King. His face was shining. That was glory radiation. They couldn't behold his face. They had to cover him with veil. There is beauty in the Holy of Holies. It's a place to be. If they ban us from going to church, no problem. But anybody that bans you from prayer, that's the end of your life. They told Daniel, don't pray. That is why you want to kill me. You can't just but pray. So please, the essence of today's meeting is to stir up something in you. For you to know, it's either I pray, I don't leave. For those that are in relationship, you have a relationship, no communication. That's the end of that relationship. You don't call me, I don't call you. I won't call you, don't call me. That's the end of it. Communication in relationship. So we must pray to be strong. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. We have enough time to pray. Please, anytime there is call for prayer, know that you are doing yourself good. Good. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. Who is our role model? Somebody say Jesus. Jesus is your role model. Go and research about him, how he lived his life. And then when you say one day that, he said, God, I want to be like you. Jesus, I want to be the way. Yeah, Jesus said, okay, what I did, also do it. I was thinking that he's going to turn water time. Until he discovered that what Jesus did was the Spirit led him to the wilderness to go and fast for 40 days. We have some people in the Bible that they did very well. Even Paul said it. They imitate me as I imitate Christ. Paul said it. But I want us to read something very important. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. Beautiful. There's a translation that I got that was so powerful. Who has New Living Translation? Please read it for me. New Living Translation. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. There is a translation I'm looking for. Any other translation, please? Okay, message. Okay. New, who is there? Let me hear you, please. God bless you. NLT, somebody wants to read NLT. Oh, that is it. Praise God. A person who speaks in tongues is threatened personally. When you want to get muscle, he that speaketh in tongues is threatened personally. But baby, I know you know about all this weightlifting, gymnastics. If you see a man who doesn't do jogging, and a man who doesn't do exercise at all, will you know? You sure you know? So can you point to those that don't do jogging? Help us. Praise God. Praise God. Okay, we are together. The Bible says, he that speaketh in tongues, he that prayeth in tongues. Tongues is prayer. He that prayeth strengthens himself personally. You become strong as a person. Prayer makes you strong. Prayer makes you strong. You become very, very strong. As a person, you are strong. As a person, you are unbreakable. As a person, what kills others will not kill you. You don't know how strong you are until when we get yonder. There's something that happened you don't know. It may even shock you that it may be possible that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, it's possible that they did not see the first man. It may be possible. We read it, there was a fourth man there. When we cross yonder, they will tell you that time you entered the tax, that he entered, somebody said that his charm became inactive. This guy was saying the other day. Apostle Selman. That entered a vehicle like that. One man said, oh God, just point what I went to. He went to get juju charm. 120,000. Just a man entered the bus. He deactivated, made the charm impotent. So there are some things you don't even know that you did. You entered a place. You make people powerless. You are strong. You think they are turning the world upside down. You are a strong being. You are a strong being. Very, very strong. A time came, our brother Paul went somewhere. Scorpion. There are some snakes. They say if it bites you, tomorrow will be very late. Not if you had some of those snakes before. They say tomorrow will be very far. But Paul was a scorpion. He just did it like this. And that was the end. No condolence. Nobody came and said, Bele. There are many people that will say Bele to you when you're a weak person. Don't be a liability. Never you be a liability. Be strong in the Lord. You alone can deliver your family. You can deliver your generation. You can make impact in your days, in your generation, by being strong in the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Paul said something. He said, I speak in tongues more than you all. It's as simple as you hear it. The poor that we are talking about. You know, sometimes mosquito bite us. Malaria. So that mosquito bite yesterday. It was not supposed to be so. It was the fall of man. In those days, Adam and Eve, they played with mosquito. You were not harming them. Oh, lion, you are here. Welcome. Welcome. Oh, snake. Beautiful. You look good today. By the way, the christening, he is what I gave them the names. But today, mosquito bite, Ebola, HIV by mistake. You know, HIV by mistake. Apollo, typhoid. There are thousand diseases because the devil is wicked. If there is a loving God, there is a wicked one called Satan. His name is the evil. Call him devil. The evil. If God is love, Satan is wicked. He can go to the hospital and see some things. So the devil can actually, if you are a weak person, he wants to eliminate you. But he can't eliminate everybody the same way. They told them, the Hebrew children, Hebrew women, when they are pregnant, squeeze the baby, let them go. They said, no, they are not like us. Don't be ordinary. And you can be strong in the place of prayer. Can we just pray for some minutes? He that prayeth makes himself strong. If you want to be strong, pray. Just like 5 minutes. Build yourself. Nobody will force you to do press up. Build yourself. I said you don't want to be strong, not for everybody. But if you want to be strong, spiritual giants, soldiers of the cross, the end time army, Shabaladadabalong there. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I am strong in the Lord. I am strong in the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. What kill others will not kill me. In the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost is inside of me. In the name of Jesus. I am more than a conqueror. Pray. Pray, pray, pray. If you can speak in tongues, speak in tongues. He that speaketh in tongues edifies himself. I am building myself up. I don't want to be ordinary. I don't want to stand today and fall tomorrow. Some people, they stand today, they fall tomorrow. Hey, I've done it again, no. You know, they are making. A man who is not strong will fall, not 70 times again. Will fall and fall and fall and stand and fall and fall and stand and fall and stand and fall. But that is not the pattern of the Lord. He says, be strong in the Lord. Come up, Peter, in the name of Jesus. I am strong. I don't fall and stand. In the name of Jesus. I am strong. No habit. Some of us habits. There are some habits you can break by prayer. Any habit holding you down, you can stop it by prayer.
Lakabo shata la la ba shanda gaga. Endaka to sikra hata baya. No more. One lady came to me. She said that pornography has killed her. For 5 years, pornography has killed her. But the power of the word set her free. By prayer, you can be free from pornography. You can be free from lesbianism. You can be free from lies. You can be free from slothfulness, from drunkenness, from addictions. Leka baba baba shanta gaga. Eta tete teketa. Shaka bala gaga bala shanda. Hey, I am free. Whomsoever the Son of Man set free is free indeed. I am free from anger. I am strong. I am strong. I have patience. I have long suffering in the name of Jesus. Malagadabashanta. Leketeketebara. Reka dege dege de. In Kabulia. Eyeyeyewashanda bayadabasunta. In Jesus' name we are praying. Let us our faith. Prayer makes power available. Prayer makes power. We are talking about the importance of prayer. Prayer makes power. Prayer is a generator of power. Prayer makes power available. Power. Anytime you are praying, you are generating force. Prayer makes angels active. Makes power very, very available. So sometimes you are praying, the devil comes to your one ear. You're wasting your time, and the clock will not help you. I'm going to pray for 1 hour. You do all the 5 minutes. I don't know if you've been there before. When you enter the prayer room, I'm going to pray. The prayerless says, God help me. Hey, papa, papa. 2 minutes gone. I'm going to do better this time around. But the first one was even better, 1 minute. And the devil will tell you that some of these prayers, you're wasting your time. I tell you the truth, you're not wasting your time. There is no wasted prayer. There is no wasted, you may not see it now. There is no wasted prayer. We are in 11th 11. Okay, today is 11-11. There was one time I told my pastor, 11-11 of 1 year like that, God told me, don't see any human being. Just stay alone with me. I told my wife, God said, I should not see any human being. 11, in fact, this is that day, 11-11. That was, I have that day. Don't see, I said, honey, please. God said, I should not see anybody that is human being. I should just stay alone with him. He said, no problem. I said, thank you, man. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So that 12 midnight, she took me to one of our rooms and locked me there. And 12 midnight the next day, she came and opened it. And I was alone with God. You have to have fellowship with God. There are some things you have to settle with God. There are some dimensions in God that you just need to be separated. Some people keep us Scotland or with that. These are men. Jacob said, I will never let you go unless you bless me. Jacob said, enlarge my coasts. Enlarge my coasts. Hannah can actually say, okay, maybe God doesn't want, maybe it's not the will of God for me. No, sometimes you use the word, you use scam. And maybe it's not the will of God for me to have baby. I'm thinking, maybe it's not even the will, maybe it's not the will of God for me to get job. Maybe God is even calling me into ministry. Not true, man. Maybe it's not the will of God for me to be very, very rich. Because the Bible says that if you're very rich, you will fall into temptation. God says, the Bible says, I wish above all things. Somebody help me. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. Even as your soul prospereth. The spirit of the man sustains his infirmities. God wants you to be in health. And God wants you to prosper. I've said something very important. That the next power available, we know how where it is in the Bible. That James chapter 5. Prayer is service to God. Somebody said, I don't know what to do for God. I don't know what to do for God. Ah, fire, they are pulling fire. Ushering, they are full. Prayer is service to God. And we're told that a man who prays does more for God. Prayer is service to God. I think we have it in Luke chapter 2. Anna, can we get Luke chapter 2? If you are there, help me get it. Anna that served God with prayer, in prayers. Luke chapter 2, verse. Okay. Let's go verse 29. Okay, verse 37.
A translation says she was serving God in prayer and fasting. She was serving God in prayer and fasting. So even if you don't have any reason to pray, even if you think that, okay, at least I have Indomie at home, at least I have something to eat. One lady traveled abroad, a good Christian in Nigeria, she traveled abroad. Her prayer life, she used to pray well. She said, Pastor, my prayer life is going down. I read it somewhere. So my prayer life is going down. Pastor said, what happened? Now don't you go to church? He said, I go to church, but I don't pray like before again. She traveled abroad to the U.S. Her prayer life went down. Not because it actually went down. She never had prayer life. It was, you know, in Nigeria we pray more than other countries. So the pastor told him, that, don't about your prayer life. Some of those things you are praying, the government of America has made them settle for you. What are you praying again? Never bring light. It has reduced your prayer life. Oh God, this is my clothes. I need to iron it before going to church. Oh God, I want to eat. People don't pray for food in some countries. It's like a basic necessity. So someone, you have to check your prayer life. Let it not be give me. Please ask for those things. Give me God. Give me now. Give me. Give me. Forgive me. You don't have to. You let your prayer life be a worship to the Lord. Elohim Adonai. I am that I am. The King of Kings. Father of Fathers. You worship God in prayer. And you can't worship God and God will not pay you back. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Let me rush because I don't have enough time again. John chapter 10 verse 27. Prayer grows intimacy. And somebody said, I want to be intimate with God. What is the solution? You have to, in your prayer life. Prayer grows intimacy. Intimacy with God. There are some people you may not have to see them, but because you hear their voice, you can say, this is this guy speaking. Some of the people that you talk about, this is Davido singing. Oh, this is different. Because you've heard so much about them. John 10:37. Prayer grows intimacy. Somebody read. They hear me. I know that voice. And they follow me. When you have a prayer life, your intimacy with God will be superb. God will know your voice and you will know God's voice. Some people say, I don't know how to hear God. One lady came like that. In fact, I know ladies, I'm sorry. The only place they want to see the face of God is in proposal. Any witness in the house? Will you marry me? Let me go and hear from God. Let me go. So what I'm saying is this. Intimacy with God will make you hear from God. God speaks. Even this night, he wants to speak to somebody. He wants to speak to somebody. But you know, we are always in a haste. He wants to say something. He wants to tell you something. He wants to communicate. The Bible says he comes in the cool of the day to fellowship with Adam and Eve. God wants you. God is interested in the relationship. Not just your own game. He likes conversing with you. Prayer grows intimacy. And above all, prayer meets needs. Prayer meets needs. Is there any need you have? Can we go on our feet? You have a need, like my brother. I have a brother. He was deaf. He was blind, rather. He prayed, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me. I heard him. Jesus, Son of David, please have mercy upon me. And that need was met. Prayer moved me. Hannah prayed. I won't die barren. She was praying. And they think she was drunk. I wish somebody can pray like a drunk person tonight. She prayed. And I thought as if she was drunk. I wish somebody would pray tonight. Pray tonight. You have a need. Those days in university will pray, Lord, help me in this examination. Lord, I will not fail this course in the name of Jesus. I remember praying for my jam. And God answered me. Oh, I remember praying, Lord. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, you meet my need according to your riches in glory. You have any need in your heart? Family needs. They say you cannot amount to something. You have sickness in your body. It's as if it's incurable. There is nothing incurable when there is Jesus, Pastor Dave told us. No hopeless situation when Jesus is on the throne. I will pray tonight. I will pray tonight. And I'm praying in the name of Jesus. We have come to pray. We have not come to mark calendar. We have not come, so that the time has not come. I came to pray to my maker. I need my destiny to be changed. Destiny changer, mo. Destiny changer, mo. My destiny changer. My destiny changer. Enough is enough.
You say you have dwelt in this man for too long. Lord, take me higher, Lord. Take me deeper, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I want to know you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I want to be close to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Set my heart on fire. Oh, la ba la ba shanda la ba raga da ba sunte de. Zibalingra hama sunta hama cry, oh Lord. Hear my cry, oh Lord. Let my enemy not rejoice over me. Let the heathen not speak against your word and say the name did not work. I have a name to pray. The name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee bows. Every knee bows at the name of Jesus. Every knee bows, whatever the knee is. Some people, they walk, they have nothing to show for it. Before us everywhere. Some people, they have dreams. The dreams are not executed. They just die off like that. Some people, they have disappointments everywhere. Relationship starts today, ends tomorrow. But today, Jesus will meet us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Shalababa, I have confidence. I have confidence in you, Jesus. All things are possible for those that believe. I am a believer. I will not lack any good thing. I can never be stranded in life. Lines are falling in peace and blessings. In the name of Jesus. Let it rain. Let it rain. Do a new thing. I told God, Lord, I want you to do a new thing. Lord, give me another testimony. New crowns in the name of Jesus. You can ask for wisdom. I walk in wisdom in the name of Jesus. I have a sound mind in the name of Jesus. I am patient in the name of Jesus. Sin will not have dominion over me. In the name of Jesus. I am burning for the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive enablement. Bakata bakata bakata. Ekoto bolote barashala malagre. Rakata balada bashanda la balaga da balabala. Lord, I thank you. Thank my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. Shalamaladabaya.
How great thou art. That is my soul, my Savior God to thee.
Transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Ask him tonight to put a nation on your heart.